June 14th, 2004. Dear Grandpa, I've received and read through your May 7th and June 1st letters. At the end of our study of World War II, my class had a discussion on the prompt/thesis, quote, "The intentional destruction of civilian centers in times of war for the betterment of a country's military cause is ethical," end quote. The majority of the class felt that it is unethical, and about 12 decided to argue that it is ethical. I feel that it is obvious that no matter what amount of people are on either side, the argument that it is unethical, of course, has the upper hand. We were supposed to do research on bombings in places such as Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and Dresden to use in our arguments. I focused my research on Hiroshima and Nagasaki because many people believe the two of them were necessary to end World War II. I, on the other hand, bring up the point that has often been brung about, that at the time of the bombings, Japan's attempts of surrender were ignored. In my observations of the discussion, I felt that people tended to disregard the post-effects of radiation, not only on humans, but also on animals in the environment. About a week ago, we watched The Fog of War and The Weather Underground. I found both to be very interesting, and also quite revealing of the types of people who greatly influence political decisions. About a month ago, I was rereading through a favorite book of mine, by the name of Everything You Know Is Wrong, Disinformation. And I came across an article that very much reminded me of your prediction of China. The article is called, quote, "Will This Be the Chinese Century?" End quote. And it basically talks about the probable new huge power. For example, it goes over ways that China is already surpassing the U.S. in many aspects of technology. I recently finished reading Orwell's novel 1984, which we have been studying in class over the past month and a half or so. Have you read it? If so, what are your views on it? I'm planning on doing Running Start next year so that I can take a few college courses, spending part of my day in a community college and the rest at high school. I'm thinking about taking Japanese and astronomy. I'm sorry that I haven't written you lately. It's because I have finals this upcoming week, and I've been finishing up projects recently. Oh, a week or two ago, I bought the newest CD of one of my favorite bands and found an interesting message in the back of the booklet that reads, quote, "This CD is carbon neutral. Carbon dioxide is one of the main reasons for global warming. Future forests calculate the amount of CO2 produced in the production and distribution of this CD. Incubus and future forests will plant enough trees to reabsorb the amount of CO2. To plant a tree in the incubus forest, go to www.futureforest.com/incubus. Incubus is the name of the band. So I went to this website on the internet and found that what you're supposed to do is dedicate the planting of trees to people. Seven friends of mine who I felt would most like a tree dedicated to them came to mind. So I used some of my birthday money to buy the 7 trees to be planted. The forest that they are going to be planted in is in Isuna, Bhutan. All of the forests in the Future Forest Program are protected and professionally maintained for a minimum of 99 years in contract. On the website, I also read about interesting trees, such as the sleeping tree, which is located in Bombay. I have to go finish up my homework now. Sincerely, Sean.